Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Bill Moss. I am the host of American Patriots Have Responded. I'm also the founder of CitizensAgainstTerrorism.org. I urge you to go to our page, look at our page. If you're interested in our organization, you can go to the top, hit the Facebook rally point. It will take you over to our Facebook page. If you look in the notifications, you'll see our mission statement and all that we do. We're a charity. We're a 501(c)(3), and a C3, and we are, all donations are tax deductible. There is a PayPal on that page that you can go to. There's one on the show description here on this show. But what I want to tell you before we start is that Citizens Against Terrorism does not support or oppose any political candidate. The commentator's comments are not necessarily Citizens Against Terrorism's views. So what I say tonight is coming out of my mouth and out of my mind and my First Amendment right. It might not agree with the organization. When we go into the organization, working as the organization, then we have to lay all of our things aside. But sometimes the personal part comes out in these shows, and it can't be helped. The same goes with our co-host, Deborah. And she might say something, but it is not the views of the organization. If you look at that mission statement, you'll see exactly what we're like when we're together and how we do things. It's a good organization. It's a charity. We're going to be, we back the police. We help in national disasters. We've had people pulling people out of fires in Oregon. We've had people pulling people out of floodwaters down south. We've had people repairing homes down south. We're eventually going to be setting up community centers where the needy can come for assistance. And if you'd like to be part of something like that, we'd love to have you. Just hit that join button and you'll be given instructions. If you're accepted, you'll be given instructions on what to do next to be an active member. Just because you're on the page, you're not a member, so don't make that mistake. You got to follow the directions. You know, we cannot wait as intruders and intruders trespass and attack the homes, businesses, families, and the land of Americans. This group is for patriots who are ready to go into the streets and defend our nation against those who seek to destroy it. We cannot allow criminals, thugs, rioters, or even bad state and federal actors to destroy America. Now, if you're not able to go into the street, if you're handicapped, or if you have some reason that you can't go into the street, we can still use you. We're going to have these centers we set up. We'll need workers for the centers. We need people that can set, even if you're in a wheelchair, if you can get on a computer. We need people to do research. We need people to do clerical work. And it's an all-volunteer organization right up to the top. And so we'd like to have you come aboard and be part of something that's growing nationally. We're already in 34 cities. And we'd like to see you become part of it. Deb, we had a – how are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm good. I'm good. I'm just waiting. You mentioned the mission statement and our goals as members of Citizens Against Terrorism. I just want to warn you, Bill, they have let Derek Chauvin out on $1 million bail. The police officer that – had the knee to the neck of George Floyd. I just want to warn all of our listeners that, you know, there might be repercussions because you did mention we don't allow criminals, thugs, rioters, or even state and federal actors to destroy America. So that's what I want to start out with. Hello, welcome listeners to our show. I'm a co-host, and thank you, Bill, for inviting me today.
I'm glad to have you back for a while. I guess Philip is still sick, so I don't know when he'll be back, but I thank you for filling in. I know that you're busy with the investigations and stuff, and I appreciate all that you do. We have Last night, I received an email. Well, it wasn't an email. It was a post on Facebook. This post was made by a gentleman that was on the show a while back, if you remember Keith Johnson. And Keith contacted us, and he talked about us working together to try to find some peace instead of inflaming the flame, instead of fanning the flames. He talked about how we could work together and bring peace in our country. And we agreed to work with him if he'd work with us. And you know, you was on that call. You were on that call. And recently I got another message from Keith, and he has asked us repeatedly for money, hasn't he?
Yeah, and he's a leader of BLM, right? The leader of BLM?
Right, he's a BLM leader. And supposedly a peaceful BLM leader that was wanting to do this stuff. He says he's from Dallas, Texas. However, he works for a LGBTQ organization out of New York that's very wealthy. I'm sure they could afford it some water for him. You know, these organizations are working together. And I was kind of disheartened that Keith, you know, just constantly kept wanting money, wanting money. And I told him the other day, I said, you know, I said, you keep talking about money, but where's the meetings we're supposed to have with these groups? Oh, well, I'm working on, well, you know, he said, we really need some money. He says, we think about making you a board member. Well, I'm not going to be a board member on BLM. I'm not going to be a board member for BLM. I've got enough to keep me busy, Deb, as you know, just running this organization. 20 hours a day sometimes, and sometimes I go 2-3 days without sleep. You know that. You've done it. You've helped me work like that. And but this paper that he sent was about the Proud Boys. All these people cutting down these Proud Boys. Because I'm going to tell you right now, and Keith, if you're listening, our conversation's over. Our conversation's over. If you're going to post this kind of garbage on the internet that inflames and causes problems, then we've got nothing to talk about. So just, I mean, don't even bother calling in because we're not talking, bud. This is over. This article slams the Proud Boys. It calls them all kinds of names. I'm not going to get into the names. I want to let Deb read the article to you tonight. But before I do, I'm going to tell you one thing. That up in Portland, we have had our people shoulder to shoulder with the Proud Boys, protecting the people that were there, that were peaceful protesters, actual people, peaceful protesters, waving their flags, being patriotic, and saying, we don't want a communist nation. And they were protecting these people from being attacked by these idiots in these organizations we've been talking about all this time. They were up there. They was with our guys when they got sprayed with bear spray. They was with our guys when they got sprayed with wasp spray. They was with our guys when they got shot with hot motor oil out of water guns. They was with them when they, you know, when they were shooting over their head. They was with them when they got, you know, CS gas and mace and pepper spray, and they was with them when they was shooting the daggone water with the sarin gas mixed in that could have killed somebody if they'd had it strong enough. And then they turn around and want to knock these guys that were protecting people? No, I won't stand for it. I will not stand for this. Now, Keith, if you're listening, forget it, buddy. I'm not talking to you. Go ahead, Deb, read the article. I need to calm down.
Yeah, you do. And by the way, while I got you hot and bothered with this horrible issue that we're discussing, later maybe you can bring up the NBA and some of the new news there.
I'm going to.
Yeah, please.
And what's going on with the president and the budget and all that.
Oh, I love it. Okay, good, Bill. I knew you had it handled. Okay, the Proud Boys. I mean, this is this is coming out of an article, UConn blog, and I'm really, once again, It's beyond discouragement to read this. Proud Boys. This is the title. The Greatest Threat to America. A peek into this armed cult, our constitutional right, by the way, and similar groups as an immediate public danger. Brian Young, August 26th of 2020. So Keith sends us out, and I've got to say, in to buttress what you were speaking about, because I was on the phone call with him the night before our show, and I was on the call of the show, and I was the co-host, and I'm telling you, he was more interested in getting money for all the people that are teaming up to destroy America. And I think you're right. I think there's plenty of funding with the radical left that he doesn't need to go. Please, listeners, any groups that are patriots that want to be neutral or are for America, please watch out for this scam. It sounds like a phone scam to me. It sounds like one of these internet or phone scams. I didn't like it at all. Anyway, here goes.
And the ones that want to be neutral and do the right thing, we want them to call us. We want them to get a hold of us. They can get a hold of us through the Yahoo Mail, citizensagainstterrorism@yahoomail.com. Or they can message Pat Freedom on Facebook.
Well,
because we need to partner up. We need sister organizations. We've got some. We need more.
Yeah, and you know, you've always been, of the belief that anyone is welcome if they're doing the right thing, abiding by our country's laws and helping each other. That was why you reached out to the BLM leader Keith, to bring him on the show. You were reaching across to a world to try to get the talks going, and all it was about was having a patriot group that's neutral pay for their shenanigans, possibly, or whatever the hell they're doing. Like you say, drink out of a swimming pool. I'm that pissed about it as well. To go on with this article, it says basically that at protests across the country, groups of white men have been seen instigating violence. Oh my God, Bill! Wasn't it just a situation where the people that were there as militia leaders and members were not arrested the last time out, and it was all the Antifa in Portland, right? Okay, well, those on the right.
There was one lone wolf with a 3%ers patch on. But they are so fragmented, and so many people run around with them 3%er patches that you can't tell who to trust with them anymore. I'll just be honest with you. And there was one lone wolf that got a citation, but none of them got arrested.
Well,
not with the group that we were with and with the Proud Boys. He was not with our groups.
Well, I know this is an older article. It's a couple of months old. And in this world today, in America and on planet Earth, one day you've got old news. It doesn't even last 24 hours. So this is a couple of months old, and so I'm going to give them that benefit of the doubt, meaning they didn't know what just took place. But I shame on this article, shame on Keith, shame on anybody that's going along with this, trying to break up our country and cause riots. So it goes on to say,
they're going back dragging these articles out, Deborah. They're going out dragging these articles out, these old articles, just to keep the wood on the fire. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, and it's not the home fires burning, if you know what I'm saying. This is really burning our homes, not home fires burning. This is not an olive branch, if you'd like to call it. It's not at all. This is really inciting a riot. Now, it says, while those on the right villainize these people as leftists, extremists, members of Antifa, the reality is that many of them are a part of a right-wing hate group known as the Proud Boys. What the hell? Can you tell me, by the way, did Antifa, is there news on Antifa and on Antifa today or in the last day or so?
I haven't really got anything on them in the last day or so, other than the fact that we know that they're organizing more and more with these other groups. And we know that the Lawyer's Guild is protecting them and shielding them.
I thought we just found out that they are going to be, or are deemed, along with KKK, an actual terrorist organization. Is that still in the works? Okay,
it was done 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay, there you go. Okay, so bottom line, because I want to hear from you, Bill. You've got more of the information.
Actually, Deborah, it was done the day after the last presidential debate.
Oh, wow. I've had my head stuck in this wonderful George Soros, along with the other billionaires that are part of a cabal. So anyway, the group was formed in 2016 by Vice Media co-founder Gavin McInnes. And I won't go on with that. What I want to get to is the meat and potatoes of the article. It says rank and file Proud Boys and leaders regularly spout white nationalist memes and maintain affiliations with known extremists. They are known for anti-Muslim and misogynist rhetoric. Proud Boys have appeared alongside other hate groups at extremist gatherings like the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville. Here's something you kind of corrected me on earlier. Indeed, former Proud Boys member Jason Kessler helped to organize the event, which brought together Klansmen, anti-Semites, Southern racists, and militias, which militias are what our country was protected from during the American Revolution. Can you talk to me? You said something about the Klansmen during the Charlottesville event.
There were not Klansmen there with them. There were not Klansmen there with them. That is a lie. They do not take Klansmen with them. They have people of all colors in the Proud Boys. It'd be a little uncomfortable if you brought the Ku Klux Klan in and you had black people and brown people and yellow people and white people all together. It'd be a little uncomfortable for some of their members. That is ridiculous. Yeah, I know.
Well, it is.
I know. I've had to deal with the Klan. I've had to deal with the Klan in the past. I mean, we had them show up because we had a black crew laying concrete for us, and we had to put them off at gunpoint. I mean, you know, these people are ridiculous. You know, the Klan is ridiculous. Antifa is ridiculous. Black Lives Matter, in my opinion, should be classified a terrorist organization as well. They got on national news. They said it was going to burn the whole damn country down. They've done a good job of it in the West already. They said they were going to put together a militia to hunt down and kill police officers. If that's not a terrorist organization, you tell me what's not.
Well, they've
you know what I'm
out,
saying?
And they've come out and talked about treason. They've talked about taking over our country, and they've also – that's anarchy. And they've also talked about – I saw one post with a Black Lives Matter leader talking about ripping the president out of the White House and doing him great harm. I thought it used to be if you even said bomb on a plane, you were goodbye.
Or fire in the theater.
Hello? I mean, what's going on here? And get this one, Bill. Okay. While leaders of the movement, like McInnes, claim they are a fraternal organization, and call the classification of themselves Western chauvinists, which is nothing wrong with that. Be a chauvinist. There's a Me Too movement on the opposite end of that. But it says, let's not BS. I won't say the words. One of the most popular alt-right podcasts, if the Proud Boys were pressed on the issue, I guarantee you that like 90% of them would tell you something along the lines of Hitler was right, gas the Jews. Where the hell did this come from? Who's making this crap up? So if they put it in print, we're supposed to believe it. Isn't that what's happening? We're watching the news, we're listening to the radio, and we're reading print or reading the internet. So it's true, or it comes out of somebody's mouth, and we have to believe it. Folks, please, I'm gonna use one of Bill's famous lines. Please do your damn homework. Get down to the bottom. And when you get to the bottom, dig deeper, because you got to find out where this information is coming from. Do you agree, Bill?
I agree. Part of what we're getting is coming off the labor press. It tells you on, I've got a page open on it right now, which I'm going to get to in a little bit. It says, you've never heard of UConn? Well, there's a reason for that. You're not supposed to, okay? We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Because I want to get into the guy that's running that and what he's like. But, I mean, you know, this whole thing, I mean, if you disagree with the rioting, if you disagree with the murders, if you disagree with the larceny, if you disagree with the looting, if you disagree with, you know, the killing of white people, and you disagree with the attacking of white people in the street, and you disagree with them carrying guns and shooting people in the street, then you're a white racist nationalist. Well, by God, I guess I am, because that's what I disagree with. And if they want to call me that, that's fine. They have no idea who I am or what I am. They have no idea that I have black family members. They have no idea. But they automatically assume. And you know, my daddy taught me something when I was a kid. You think about this. When you assume, you look at the letters in it. It means you make an ass out of you and me. So while you're trying to make an ass out of me, you're making one out of you by your assumption.
Well, you know, Bill, you're talking about what you spoke of a couple of days back. Everyone, please listen to this. Critical race theory. If you have white skin that you can't do anything about, you are a racist. And I will go on. I want you to really hit on this, Bill. I don't know how much you have on the show notes or the itinerary that you have to get to, but let me bring this up because this is a thorn in both of our sides. The Unite the Right rally was coming out for groups like the Proud Boys, Identity Europa, Europa, Oath Keepers, Boogaloo Boys, which are not Boogaloo Boys, are not Proud Boys. Now, by the way, they have a big picture of Kyle Rittenhouse, and as far as I remember, he has not. He's innocent until proven guilty, unless we turn into the UK and the American Revolution never happened. Now, what I'm reading here is a big picture of Kyle, and guess what it says? The 17-year-old, words are everything. My dad taught me that. You use certain words, and it implies something. Now, here it is, Bill. The 17-year-old who murdered, not shot and killed, two people and severely injured a third at Black Lives Matter protests in Kenosha, Wisconsin, following the shooting of Blake. Okay, now can I just add before you go on? Can I add that this was a riot going on and he was trying to help and he was protecting
the town? He was giving first aid to the rioters.
Hello? I mean, I saw him do it.
We have it on tape. If you've not watched that, go down on our list. Find the one on Kyle Rittenhouse. I wrote Patriot or Murder, Kyle Rittenhouse, Patriot or Murder is the title of it. You go down there and you watch that and you go to them links and you're going to be surprised at what you see this young man done and what he went through. And all he was doing was trying to be there for anybody who got hurt on either side. His gun was solely for his protection. And if he hadn't had it, he'd have been dead. Because they were shooting at him, throwing things at him, hollering, kill him, kill him, kill him. These are your people that's criticizing the militias and the white people that are criticizing them and calling them white racists and all this other stuff and murders and everything else. And they're the ones doing it. It goes back to Alinsky again. I can't get past that. You take and point your finger at them and accuse them of your shortcomings. And that's what they're doing. But they don't realize there's three fingers coming back. And I'm the guy that's going to keep pointing to them three fingers and say, look who you're really pointing at.
Hope so, Bill. This goes on to finish this article. It's important. The end really it really ties this whole thing and where they're coming from to convince people who aren't into reading deeper and really thinking for themselves. And that's why I think our smart audience really can do their work and stop what they're doing. Say, you know what, I'm not going to either believe that until I check it out, or I'm going to discard it altogether. It talks about these groups like the Proud Boys carry American flags while having Nazi tattoos on their arms. Where is this coming from? Do we have pictures? Do we have proof? Has it? And by the way, you need to get that post fact-checked with Facebook. And it talks about they are fake patriots. Fake patriots marching around the streets of America with more guns and weapons than I had in Iraq. Well, obviously, if there's a bunch of men protecting themselves and protecting the town with weapons, they're going to have more guns than one person has in Iraq. So the whole article is so ignorant. Now, it goes on to say, and I really want you to comment on this, Bill, this one of the bank, because it says these white supremacist groups have been encouraged and promoted by Trump. And I heard Kayleigh McEnany say in a press briefing after the debate that President Trump didn't even know who the hell these people were. He just thought, great. You know how enthusiastic and crazy he is just for anybody to be patriotic. So that's basically, I've got a little more, but what, I mean, help me here. This frustrates me so bad.
Well, I want to say on that, you know, Kayleigh got up the night of the thing, they tried to get him to say Proud Boys were racist. He did not do it because they're not racist. And I commend him for that. He stood his ground on that. But he did denounce the Ku Klux Klan. They need to be denounced. They need to be gotten rid of, just like Antifa and just like these BLM radicals. Okay? They all need to be gotten rid of. They all need to have their butts set in jail, and that's where they need to stay. You know, they don't need to be out in civilized society ever again. They should have life sentences and a day to keep them in there to keep the public safe. Now, I don't care what anybody thinks about it. That's my opinion, okay? But the thing is, you know, like you said, every time a white person goes out in the street, then, you know, they're racist, they're this, they're that, they're, you know, they're militia. We're not militia. We got accused of being militia in Louisville. We've been accused of being militia in Portland, as you can see, because we were in that crowd. We got accused of being, you know, militia everywhere we've been. And it really don't matter to me what they call me, because I know in my heart what I am, and I know what they are, because they show it. They complain about the white people being in the streets with guns, but we were in a block that had probably 1,000 AR-15s and 200-300 handguns. They tried to cut us off. They tried to pin us down, and we never fired a shot. Matter of fact, the militia has only fired one time in this whole ordeal, and that was down in Tennessee. And when it happened, the police arrested them. They took them to jail. They got the video. Thank God there was video cameras there. They seen it was self-defense, and they let them go because they were being attacked. Their lives were threatened, and they shot the person. Okay, so that's by law. We have a natural right. We have a Second Amendment right to carry our firearms, to defend ourselves, and defend others. That is the law of God, and that is the law of this country. And you have a duty to do that if you're a firearm owner. You let me see you try to shoot a police officer. I guarantee you it'll be the last person you ever try to shoot. You let me see you try to shoot an innocent person. It's going to be the last person you ever try to shoot. I'm not going to take your gun away. I'm going to put your damn boots away. And that's the way it needs to be in this country. It's been too long. We've coddled to these people that go around here causing all this shit. Go around here causing all this crap. They go around here trying to tell you how to think and how to talk and how to walk and where you can go and where you can't go. Yeah. The Muslims, they tell you you can't go in certain parts of the United States. It's theirs. No, baby. This land is my land, from California to the New York Islands. Okay? This land is my land. I go where I want. I will go where I want. Don't try to stop me. I'm not there to cause trouble, but I won't take your crap either. And there's a lot of Americans that's getting this way that feel the same way I do. We've got to stop this. We've got to stop all this, you know, this bull crap where they're going around and they're, you know, bringing up all this dead wood and trying to throw it on the fire and just keep this thing going.
People need to get out in the street. They need to get out there. They need to back us up. They need to get out there and back their police up. You know, I'd love to have them join if they're good people. You know, we're careful about who we take. We take good people. We've got a lot of vets. We've got some law enforcement, different people, and we don't mess around. We don't cause no trouble, and we don't let nobody else harm somebody or destroy something. That's what we do. And by law, by the natural law of the land, by the law of God, the natural law of the land, and by the law of the United States, the Second Amendment, we have that right, and we're going to continue to do it. I want to read to you, Deb. This comes from the Labor Press, and it's talking about Chris LaGrange. She's the UConn's founder. This is the person that came up with this article about the Proud Boys, I believe. Said Long Island, New York, organized labor has a secret weapon and is built right under our noses. You never heard of the UConn Media Group because you're not supposed to. UConn does internal communications for over 35 local unions and labor councils in the Northeast. Operating under the radar with unions like IBEW, CWA, teachers. How interesting. We've had a lot of teachers get locked up with Antifa and lose their jobs lately. And a few choice independent unions. Members of these organizations get regular email letters and text messages that direct them to websites that are unexpectedly the best in the industry. UConn's force behind the constant communications, along with coordinating social and digital media marketing strategies, going on the offensive against powers that look to weaken labor's influence. Okay, so if they don't like a politician, they go after them. Okay, if they don't like somebody, they go after them. The blog, UConnBlog.com, ranks as a pop subculture news blog with 100,000 monthly hits. The UConn Live broadcast attracts thousands on Thursdays at 4 p.m. on Facebook and YouTube. But if you ever met Chris LaGrange, UConn's founder, you wouldn't know it. A loud, unassuming agitator. This is from the Labor Press talking about him. LaGrange never discloses what he really does to outsiders. You know, it's bad when you got to be ashamed to let people know what you do. That's why Labor Press is offering him a regular spot on laborpress.org so you can see for yourself why UConn should be more than a pop subculture secret. Okay? This guy is a known agitator. This guy that come up with this hit piece on the Proud Boys. He is a known agitator. Okay? And then again, look here, we got unions. We got unions in here. IBEW, CWA, and teachers. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, independent unions, members of organizations. Well, we know about them organizations because we're investigating them, right? So, I mean, this is all part of this concerted effort. So now, guess what? We've got the IBEW, we got the CWA, we've got the teachers and other independent unions are involved in this. And this agitator. Okay, and that's, you know, I just wanted to bring out what this person is, and the Labor Press, of all people, that's part of this, calls him an agitator. I think that's really unique. Doc, what do you think about that?
Well, I'm looking at their site right now because I didn't get a chance to do that. I was out running errands for my business. But, you know, Bill, I'm looking at this and I'm seeing that what I read is what I'm supposed to believe. And, you know, as we do this investigation of how deep the rabbit hole goes and the cabal, the deep state, whatever we want to call it, all around the world, don't we find out, you mentioned this the other day while we were talking to somebody, or actually it was on the show last, isn't it amazing how with these groups, why, what are they hiding? You find one group, then you find 10 underneath it. and they're all smoke and mirrors. It's all a dog and pony show. I don't know what to make of it. Then you open up the pen, start investigating. You're doing your string board. You got pages after pages. The whole wall's filled up, and those 10 blossom into 100. So it's exponential, and it's like pi square. I don't know what the hell it is, because they have so many secret organizations and groups that are inside of each other that it would take literal geniuses to line up in a row across America to try to discover and determine who the hell are these people and what is their agenda. Isn't that what secret people and snaky people do? Is they don't want you to cover they don't want to be seen. They don't want you catching them. They don't want to trail. They don't want to trail.
Every time we turn over a rock, Dave, like I said that night, when we turn over a rock, there's one old snake that's underneath just about every rock, and that's George Soros. But out across four or five more billionaire snakes. And every time we turn over another rock, it'll be a union, or it'll be a organization, you know, that's involved in this, or it will be, some other foundation or something. I mean, everywhere you look, all these people are taking these billions of dollars, and they're attacking our country. They're attacking our country. And the people that's trying to defend it, folks, we don't have a lot of money, but we're doing our best. We're doing our best to protect you, your homes, your businesses, your livelihood, everything. If this doesn't get solved next year, I'm not kidding when I say you're going to be standing in a bread line, because that's their plan. If you remember, Bernie Sanders said a bread line's a good thing. You remember that? So
I do.
You go.
I do. I do want you to talk about that. Just know this. I did find a post. It's been fact checked by Full Fact, which is a Facebook approved fact checker from the United Kingdom. And it, by the way, everybody beware, Bill Gates, it is true, it's fact checked, he has a patent pending for an activity that will monitor our in exchange for cryptocurrency. It would monitor our activity, and the number of the and this is creepy, the
it's
number of the patent. Yes, well, and I don't know if it goes inside of us. I don't think so. I think they fact checked that out, but it is. There's no mention of an implanted chip, but it's in exchange for cryptocurrency. It will monitor our activity. It has not been approved yet, but guess what the number is, Bill? 060606. Now, I don't want to get spooky or Armageddon, but I just wanted to – you were talking about Soros, another front man for the cabal, Bill Gates. There you go.
Right. I want to mention this labor press a little bit. The labor press project, the Pacific Northwest Labor and Radical Newspapers, is a – notice I said radical newspapers. This is on their own page. Is a multimedia website housing thousands of digitalized articles and editions from the late 19th century to present day. Newspapers and newsletters from unions, early socialist groupings, anarchist communes, ethnic community groups, and radical organizations are presented on the site with accompanying research articles on their context and evolution. They're talking about themselves. Many of the digitalized materials have been previously unavailable except as archival material. The extensive resource is one of Pacific Northwest Labor and Civil Rights History Projects. Guess where it was developed? It was developed by the University of Washington. Bam, another college. They're in this. They're in it deep. And we're going to be bringing more out. We got the University of Colorado the other night. Remember, we were talking about that. That's another one. These schools are involved. They've been taking our kids. They've been feeding them full of this socialist crap.
until it spews out their mouth. You know, they're so, they've made our kids ignorant. The worst thing you can do anymore is send your child to a college. I seen that in 92 when I went back. I fought all the way through college. I kept an A average, but I had to fight with my professors and I had to prove my points because I would not buy it. I would not eat I would not drink the Kool-Aid. I would not do it. It goes on to say the materials cataloged are framed by two articles, the Labor and Radical Press, 1820 to the present, and the Squabbling Socialists of Washington State, which provides an overview of the socialist movement, considered one of the nation's strongest in the region during the first two decades of the 20th century. So the first 20 years. It goes on to say digitalized material includes editions of newsletters published by the Union of Boeing Workers, you know, the guys that make the planes during World War II, and the World War I's industrial worker publications created during the tumultuous waterfront press and timber strikes of the Great Depression. Newspapers published by the 20th century communes in Washington, and newspapers of Seattle, Asian, Black, Filipino, and Jewish communities. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. I'm not going to go on into this right now. I want to get some breaking news, like I promised. The other night, one thing is we've seen a post. I hope it's true, but it won't matter to me because I still won't go back to professional sports no more. I won't go watch a college team that lets their kids take a knee and disrespect our flag. I will not do it. But the NBA, supposedly, because of loss of revenue, imagine that, has decided that next year there will be no Black Lives Matter signs on the Coliseums. There will be no Black Lives Matters on the jerseys. That they're not going to do that. They're going to get out of political correctness. Well, you know, you hit them in the purse, and they learn. You know, and you've got all these Black athletes. Say holler about it. Black people can't get ahead. Black people can't get ahead. We're suppressed. We're held down. Well, you look who's playing basketball. You look who's playing football and all these major league sports. Most of them are Black people. They're millionaires. And they get up and they spout this rhetoric to get the people in the hood upset. And they convince them that, you know, that they'll never get out. Why don't they tell them, be like me, you know, push yourself and achieve. But no, they would rather go back and do the same thing themselves, say, woe is me, I'm Black. You know, if I wasn't Black, I'd probably be worth $300 million instead of $200. You know what I'm saying? I'm sick of that. Right. I'm sick of that, too. And I urge everybody, when they take the signs down and they take the jerseys off and everything, just go ahead and stay away. Find something else to do. Do something with your family. Take your kids fishing. Take your wife to a movie. You don't have to sit in front of that TV and watch them idiots that's destroying our country and being part of this. You don't have to support them. Let them all go eat cake. Let them all go eat cake. That's what Antoinette says. She said, let them eat cake. Let them eat cake. Let them not have anything else. Let them lose their fortunes. And then we can start a new major league teams with a new association. We don't have to have the NBA. It can be the AMA, the American Association. So, or ABA, the American Basketball Association, something like that. We don't need them. We don't need them. They have worked against our country. They're still working against our country as long as they allow that to happen. They should have stopped it if they're really serious about it, they would have stopped it when they made the decision. They wouldn't say, we're not waiting the next year. We're taking all that crap down now. But they're going to let them go on through this election to try to turn the election. So I have no use for them. No use. But I want to talk about the president. What was it, last night the president tweeted out he was tired of dealing with the Democrats, that they didn't have the interest of the American people in their concern. All they was concerned about was, you know, the pork that they could put into a stimulus deal. You know, we've waited weeks and weeks and weeks, probably months, for Nancy Pelosi to come in and approve a deal that they already had approved. And now she's wanting more money. Well, I figured it up last night, and the pork, the trillion dollars that she wants added to that would make roughly a little over $3,000 more available to these struggling families out here per person, per person. So what in there, and they would do the right thing if they're going to spend that kind of money. Instead of getting a $1,200 check, you would be getting a $4,500 check. But they want to spend it on these special things like they did last time, you know, Center for the Arts. I mean, the Kennedy Center, come on. They don't need PBS, you know, let them have their little fundraising. Who watches it anymore? Nobody watches PBS. And, you know, they want to waste it instead of putting it where it needs to be during this catastrophe. The president says enough's enough. He said when the election comes, we're, you know, people's going to be tired of them. They're going to get rid of them. And I'll just, you know, when I get reelected and we got the House and Senate, then we'll really do something good. Well, that put it back on them because he turned around and he said, I'll tell you what I'll do. A standalone bill. Now, when our country was created, all bills in Congress had to be standalone. They couldn't compile, you know, the stimulus check with the Center for the Arts and PBS and all that. They had to do the stimulus check, and then they would have to do the Center for the Arts, and then they would have to do PBS, and they'd have to do all these things. They stuffed into the other stimulus package separately. So what he said is, I will sign right now the American people to get a $1,200 check. Right now, I'll sign it. Just come on down, Nancy. Then he said, I will sign for what was $2.5 billion for the airlines. Come right down and do that. So now the ball is in their court. They're either going to have to do that or the American people are going to see that it's not the president holding this up. It is the House. It's the House. And, you know, a lot of people, you was a little bit concerned. It's all it cost him the election. And I said, just hang on. It's the art of the deal. And that's what he's done. He said, okay. Here's the deal. You can either show that you're going to support the American people and take their interest at heart and get these things they need now passed right tonight. I'll sign it tonight. Or you can keep holding out for your pork. And now the ball's in their court. I think they're getting a little antsy. They might come through, but I really doubt it. I think they think as long as they hold out that they can turn the tide on this election. You keep hearing all these polls, 30 and 40 points ahead. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. Not when one candidate can't draw 10 people and the other candidate draws thousands and thousands of people when he comes out. I don't believe that one is not drawn but 10, 12 people is gonna win an election, especially when they've said they're for, you know, when they're bailing out their staffs, bailing out these people that's destroying our cities, when they're involved in, you know, defunding the police and you know, black people that would vote on that side. I don't understand, because look at Kamala Harris's record as a prosecutor. She unjustly sent black people to jail. She actually sent one person, I understand, to his death and had two more on the death row that she had exculpatory evidence for. She couldn't have let them go because she had the evidence that they were not guilty. But she was climbing that ladder. She wanted them convictions to stick, even though she knew that those people would be executed or something they did not do, and she had the proof to show it. I don't know. I get so upset with this whole situation. You know, you can vote for whoever you want to. I'm going to say that. Vote for whoever you want to. Vote your conscience. You know, one side's for socialism, the other side's for, you know, freedom like we've had. You can make up your mind if you want to be a socialist or you want to be an American. But I'm telling you right now, there's 20 acres in Kentucky that will not be socialist. There's 20 acres in Kentucky that will not be socialist because I'll not stand for it on my place.
Baker in California, Bill. And I want to tell you, I know we don't have a lot of time, and I want you to get to the bottom line of your lineup. But I've been talking to people all over the world, and I want everyone, all of our listeners, to know that I've been talking to Spain, New Zealand, UK, people that all over the world, and I want everyone to know this. They want patriotism, freedom. They know they will fall if we do. And if anyone believes that anything but liberties and the Constitution of this United States isn't the best thing going, then please do not vote, because you haven't done your homework, or please find a place in Greece with Tom Hanks. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, do your homework. And if we feel like this should be so, and I also heard it mentioned on a very good program on the internet, if you don't like it here, what are you doing here? Take your beliefs and your lifestyle and stay where you were, where you liked it, where you liked those kinds of cultural beliefs and those kind of laws. Am I being too rude here, Bill?
No. Why do you come from Somalia as a refugee and to a country that gives you your freedom and allows you to aspire to one of the highest offices in the land, and then try to turn around and put it right back like Somalia was? Now, that's Ilhan Omar. Now, we come out last night, the squad, Ilhan and Rashida Tlaib and the Presley woman. Who's the other one? There was four of them. It was a white girl, or she looked white. But they all, you know, they're all for this socialism. They're all for all this. You know what? Let them have it. There's a lot of socialist countries. There's a lot of Muslim countries, just like Somalia. I mean, if she wants the America to be like Somalia, she should go back to Somalia and see where she can aspire. Because evidently she didn't do too damn good, because she came over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
The problem is, you know, in 1945, there was a law that said you could not, I think it was 45, there was a law that said anybody of Muslim background, because of the violence that the Muslims do, they could not be in public offices in the United States. Okay. And then somebody in their infinite wisdom allowed them in, and now we have them trying to destroy our country. And do I hate Muslims? No, I've got friends that's Muslims. But the ones I got that's friends, they've assimilated. They've become Americans. You know, they're doctors, lawyers.
Look at Cassius Clay. I love Muhammad Ali. He was my hero. I love him. He look what he did. Look what an inspiration he was for the young people. I mean, you got to admit, as a boxer and a fighter and fighting his disease at the end. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, I'm from Louisville. Clay's from Louisville, or Muhammad Ali, if you want to call him that. I grew up watching him. He was one of the greatest fighters, or probably the greatest fighter we ever seen. And, he came in a place where I was working security to change clothes to run a marathon. I was working at AT&T. And when he come in, you know, we kind of joked around like we were sparring and stuff and everything. My mother grew up with him, okay? She grew up in the same neighborhood with him. And I liked him as a boxer. But the thing that killed me with him was he didn't become a Muslim until he was ready to go overseas to have to fight.
Yep, you're right. That's right. You're right
and
about that.
I think he joined that faith to hide from having to go over and serve like everybody else. And that, to me, killed him with me as far as respect. I still say he was the greatest fighter to ever live. I still like to watch his fights. But as a person, that destroyed him with me. You know, I've got family that's fought in every war, on both sides in the Civil War, okay? But they believed in what they was fighting in.
and they lived in this country and they fought for what they thought was right. I've got friends and, you know, family that's fought in every war that this country's ever been in, and even the Indian Wars. We can go all the way back to the Revolution when they were trying to scalp the settlers in Kentucky and pay, get the Indians to scalp them and paying a bounty on their scalp. My fourth great uncle, George Rogers Clark, went to Virginia, got gunpowder and shot, and come back and armed a militia to defend the people of Kentucky from the Indians. We didn't have to fight the British. We had to fight their hard killers, the Indians. So that's just a little bit of my history. But what I want to say in the end, Deb, is that, you know, this people need to go on the labor type on Wikipedia and type in the Labor Press Project, okay? It'll go down through here and tell you about the labor press. They're offering the green, the new green economy, the new green deal. They're against fossil fuels. They're complaining about other unions that won't stand up against fossil fuels and put themselves out of work. You know, if this country had to fail on live on solar, they couldn't make it. I mean, y'all got solar out there and you have blackouts all the time, okay? Can you imagine having a blackout here when it's 10 below zero, or a blackout in Maine when it's 40 below zero? I've been in Maine during a 40 below zero storm where we were out of electric and we couldn't have any heat for 2 days. And we took and put blankets over the living room doors, and we lived in that living room for 2 days. And we heated it with a little tent heater. We never got it much over 40 degrees. And we had to leave a window crack because of the fumes from the tent heater. So, and thank God the store down the road had enough propane. I went down there and bought cases of propane because I didn't know how long it was going to be out. We had an ice storm. I had linemen come from all over the country to help. And the mainland was actually out longer than the island was. We were out 2 days. The mainland didn't get back together for about 9 months, all of it. A lot of people went without electric for 9 months. So if you can imagine what it would be like, this Green New Deal, I mean, it's all pie in the sky, but when it comes down to actually working, it's not going to do it, folks. They're complaining about climate change, global climate catastrophe, and they're wanting intermediate radical action. Okay, and it talks about strong labor language, you know, to try to push the Community Protection Act and all this. I mean, there's so much stuff in here that you really need to read this. Again, that is, let me get back to the cover page here so I can give you the right one. It's the Labor Press Project, Labor Press Project. And you need to look it up. You need to read it. And research this group. Research them. Research this UCOMM, UCOM, and you'll find some things in there that I think will kind of show you what we're talking about. I always tell our listeners to go back and check our links, check what we give them to look at, because we want them to know we're telling the truth. And I think that's where our integrity lies, is in the truth. And with that, we're about out of clock time here tonight. I do want to say that we're going to be switching to Rumble.com. We're going to take our podcast to Rumble.com. We're going to try to be on tomorrow. If we have trouble setting it up, it might be a day or two. Just keep an eye out. Watch for the post to come out saying where we're at, or check on Rumble.com. Our channel is Cat News. Capital CATN, lowercase EWS, Cat News. That's our new Rumble channel. We'll be getting on there, and we'll continue with this investigation as soon as we can get on the air. I'm having a little bit of trouble tonight downloading the announcement video, but once we get that on, we'll have it figured out, and then we can get on the air. And I will talk to them in the morning and see if they can't give me some assistance getting on the air, so we can not miss a day. But if we do, God forgive us. Please forgive us. We love you guys. We love our listeners. We love our country. We love everybody. And we just want the insanity to stop. We want the communism to end, the socialism. And we want our government on both sides of the aisle to start working together for the betterment of the people. That's what they're supposed to be doing. And it's time they do it. So until we meet again, hopefully tomorrow night on Rumble.com, let's get ready to rumble. We will be there, and good night. God bless you, and God bless America.